こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、自分の女性器の 3D プリンター用データを配布したとして、ろくでなし子の名前で活動している芸術家が逮捕された件で、その逮捕の妥当性に関して波紋が広がっています。ろくでなし子さんは女性器をかたどったカヤックを 3D プリンターで制作するためにクラウドファンディングで100万円を集め、その見返りに投資した人々に問題のデータを渡していました。ろくでなし子さんは自分の性器は自分にとって手足と一緒として容疑を否認しています。有罪になれば2年以下の懲役または250万円以下の罰金が科せられます。
Japanese police have arrested Megumi Igarashi, an artist living in Tokyo, on obscenity charges for distributing 3D printer schematics of her vagina. The arrest has come under heavy criticism, with supporters of the artist saying that the arrest is an attack on free expression. Igarashi was selling the 3D printer schematics in an effort to raise funds for the construction of a kayak. If convicted,She could face up to 2 years in jail or a fine of up to 2.5 million yen.
そう、これ罪状は一応わいせつ電磁的記録頒布っていう、まあ電子的なデータでわいせつなものを配ったっていう罪なんだけど、そもそもこれがわいせつかどうかっていう話なんだよね。ちなみに私はこれはわいせつではないと思う。
Yeah, I agree. I meanThis is pretty bizarre, I think.
ね、そうなの。
I don't understand, why the police or government cares.
ね、本当なの。だからみんなの税金を使ってこんなことを逮捕するためにリソースを使って、で結局国民のみんなはなんでこんなことしてんのって思ってるっていう謎の状態。なんかね、そもそもこのろくでなし子さんって。あの女性器への偏見をなくすっていう活動をずっとしてて、あの男性器はやっぱりその辺中にあるというかさ、例えばテレビでもチンコっていうのはいいけどマンコはダメとか、そういうなんか差があるじゃん、謎の、
うん、
でその例えば男性器だとあの男性器祭りみたいなので、めっちゃいっぱいさ、
yeah. They don't have any vagina 祭り do they?
わかんない、ある、もしかして神社とかだったらあるとこもあるかもしれないけど、やっぱりテレビとかでは大々的にできないっていう差があるわけじゃん。
I'd rather go to that than the chinko.
まあね、男だからねだからそういうやっぱりあのネガティブでタブー視されている女性器への偏見をなくすっていう活動をするために、女性器をかたどったカヤックを作ってたわけなんだよね。だから全然わいせつじゃないし、これをわいせつっていう方がさ見方がエロいわけじゃん。
Mm, it's kind of ironic. She's kind of, they've proved her point.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stupid government.
本当そうなの。で、そのね、ボート、カヤックをなんで、その女性器の形にしたかっていうと、なんか、その、私いつも言ってるけどさ、ポーンとか、その女性はあんまり見ないから、自分の女性器の形に不安を覚えちゃうわけよね。なんか、私のこの形普通なのかなみたいな。なんか人と違うんじゃないかなみたいな結構切実に悩んでる女性がいっぱいいるわけよ。だからそれ自分もろくでなし子さんもその一人だったんだって。で実際病院に行って先生に聞いたんだって、私の形変じゃないですかって。で病院の先生はえそんなことないですよって言ったから、じゃあ他にもそうやって悩んでる女性のためにもうちょっとこう女性器を見る機会を増やすというかということでやってたんだよ。それを逮捕するっていうのはね、
It's so dumb
おかしいよね。
So where do I get this schematic?
もう遅いよ、逮捕されちゃったから逮捕されちゃったから無理なんだけど、あの怖いよね、こういうので逮捕されちゃうっていうのは。あのこれをわいせつだってしてる方が本当にエロい見た目、エロい目で見てるなと思って反省してほしいぐらいの。
So where did she cross the line in the eyes of the police?
Where, well,
the 3D printing thing?
Yeah, the dataOf her own scanned vagina. But the data itself, not many people have 3D printers anyway. So that's another issue. だし、あとね、今回ひどいのはメディアと警察がやっぱり本当にひどい。
Why?
そもそも、 あのフリーアナウンサーの長谷川さんっていうね元フジテレビの人がすごくこの件についていいことをブログに言ってるんだけど、うん、あの自称芸術家とかなんか言い方がこうもともとみんなが悪いイメージを抱くような言い方をしてるんだよね。でそれを警察がそういうふうに言ってるのをメディアがそのまま報道してるから。
Well, they always do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. なんかさ
Those whores.
自称芸術家っていうと確かに怪しく聞こえるじゃん、自称っていうと。でも、mm. 自称じゃない芸術家の人いないしさ。
I mean, when you watch Japanese news, it's so bullshit. They have the dramatic music and the zooming yeah, yeah. in and the shaking camera and all these stupid special effects. It's like, fuck off. Just tell it objectively. Yeah. It's never objective.
And
it's a
joke. The other problem is that Rokude Nashiko-san, she's an artist. Yeah. So she was not publishing her real name and her age. And that's part of her thing, you know? That's part of her job and that's part of her world and everything that she's built so far. But...簡単にそれが壊されちゃう。なんかこんなくだらないことで逮捕して、mm. 本名と年齢も全員に公開して勝手に。
Well, going to jail is a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
2 years in jail for this.
バカだよね。本当に。
It's so stupid.
ね。まあでもこれ結構そのネットとかみんなはやっぱりおかしいんじゃないかっていう声がよく上がってるからそこはちょっと安心したけど。
Well, look at how this is being looked at in the foreign media. It's another embarrassing incident for Japan. Stupid government screwing it up again.
そう、これ海外で相当問題視というかなんか変なのっていう風に見られてるからね。なんでこれダメなのみたいな。あのそういうフェミニストアーティストとか結構いるじゃん、その女性器の形をアートにしてる人たち。
There's been a lot of vagina themed art overseas and、yeah. it's not an issue.
そうだから
There is actually some student got stuck in like the vagina sculpture.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah,
they have
vagina statues.
Yeah, huge vagina. Yeah,
huge vagina statues that tourists get stuck in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean the kayak, thispussy kayak was okay, you know. It's just the fact that she gave this 3D printer data of her vagina.
Have you heard of the man in the boat?
No.
So, it's kind of a common expression in English. I wouldn't say common actually, but when people explain where the clitoris is, they say it's the man in the boat.There's a boat, and the man is standing at the front of the boat.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Do you understand
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That visual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting, and it's weird that you bring it up.
FYI.
FYI.
Letting them know.
そう、なんかね、こういう被害者がいないものに関しては、そんな、しかもこんな大々的に逮捕とかする必要ないと思う、私はね。
Yeah.
なんだろうね、そのチンコは言っていいけどマンコは言っちゃダメみたいな風潮。
Well, if someone, if I released 3D printer schematics for my penis, would I get arrested?
If you distribute it to other people without mosaic or anything, yes, you will get arrested. In their, you know, definition, it is a crime.でもあの子育てとかでもよく言うよね、あの男の子 あのおしっことか洗ったりとか性器をねすることに関しては結構お母さんたちも普通に言えるんだけど、女の子には なかなかちょっとタッチできないというか、何なんだろうね、その女性器はこう触っちゃいけないタブーであんまり話もしないミステリアスなものみたいな。おかしいよね。だから彼女の言うその私の性器は手足と一緒で別にいやらしいものではありませんっていうのも、まあ本人が言ってるんだったらそうだしさ。 It's really odd.
Yeah, this is kind of backfiring.
そう逆効果だと、yeah. 警察とメディアが怒られるっていう、もうさっさと彼女フリーにしてほしいよね。
Yeah, if she actually ended up going to jail,
it's fucked up
Yeah.
It's fucked up. If this is... I don't know.
But if she gets away with this, if she gets out, then she can crowdfund a vagina space shuttle.
Yeah,
you know, easily. She's gotten so much media attention from this.
確かに, she's super famous. I think she was a bit famous, もともと, but this has made her
compared to now.
Super famous now. So yeah, and I mean
most famous 3D printer vagina schematic on the planet, hands down.
True, true.
Job well done.
How dumb. 次。イギリス政府は空港ならぬ宇宙港を2018年までに開港する予定です。これはアメリカ以外で初の宇宙港となります。すでに国内の建設候補地を絞り込んであり、イギリスの宇宙産業を中国経済よりも早いペースで成長させるという目標を掲げています。宇宙観光のバージンギャラクティック社は年内にアメリカから観光船を打ち上げる予定で、現時点では旅客1人当たり2070万円の旅行費がかかります。イギリス政府は自国の宇宙港がオープンするまでには最大で 80% の値下がりが見込めると予測しています。
The UK has announced plans to construct its own spaceport by the year 2018, already narrowing down the list of potential build sites. The UK aims to build the first spaceport outside of the United States and become a leading space nation. Virgin Galactic, an American-based commercial spaceflight company,is on schedule to launch space flights for tourism within the year, with tickets costing about $250,000. The British government expects the cost of space flight to fall by 80% by the time the spaceport opens.
Yes. 面白いよね、この宇宙港っていう言葉をあんまり今聞かないけど、これから増えていくのかな?
Smart. It's a smart move.
Yeah.
That's where the...
今のうちね。
That's going to be a huge industry.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Japan actually do something.
そうだね。
You know, there's such excellent engineering prowess here, and it's just not being taken advantage of.
いや、でも今さ、月にさ、無人のなんか送ろうとしてるよね、日本。
Yeah, but the US did that. The US landed on the moon in 69.
And they haven't done anything, you know, afterwards. So now Japan is trying to do something about it, and it's great, you know, better than nothing.
Landing a robot on the moon is
it's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's about all I could say.
2018年だからあと4年とか意外とすぐだよね。
Yeah, if it goes according to plan.
しかも 80% の値下がりだと何いくらになるの？何百万とか。
I guess, yeah.
ちょっと2070万円はさすがに無理だもんね。めちゃくちゃ高い。
Well, they've already sold those tickets.
Yeah.
They didn't have any problem selling those
tickets. それだってセレブとかがさ、
They say that the cost of space flight is going to fall, but that doesn't mean that the price is going to fall. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's still so much demand.
まあね。
There's so much demand.
But like,
they don't need to lower their prices.
But if people knew that the cost has gotten so much lower, then would people still pay 2070万円? They would probably wait until the price goes down.
No, they'll still pay.
Really? That's stupid.
What? Who's waiting? What, you're going to wait?
I don't know. But if the cost is much lower, then why would you pay the same price?
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
That's so dumb. まあやっぱ金持ちは考えることが違うね、じゃあ。2070万はすごい。
Would you go?
If I had the money? No, not yet. まだいいや。
No?
No.
Why?
あんまり、
なんか地球の外に。You could get hit by a bus. You could die and never go.
I'm not afraid of dying. I'm just, なんかあんまり地球の外に。
So brave.
あんまり地球の外に出たい願望がないんだよね、私。なんかもう宇宙にはいるじゃんだって。
But you, I really don't. I think you don't know what you're missing out on unless you do it. And people who have been to space have said,
yeah, I bet.
It's a completely mind blowing experience.
もうちょっとプレゼントな感じになったら言ってもいいけど、今ほらあの一瞬さガーッと上昇してあの無重力体験して帰るとかあるじゃん。It just looks really uncomfortable.でなんか酔って吐いたりとかさ、なんかそういうのがあるから嫌だ。
Sure, but that's not what the Virgin Galactic flights are going to be like. Those are supposedly somewhat
comfortable.
pleasant.
You sure?
Yeah, you go up in like low Earth orbit and look at the Earth and shit.
じゃあ行ってきて。お金貯めて。
I'm not even close to being able to go.
やばいよね。やばいよね。2070万はちょっと無理だよ。なんか家とかは買えるもんね。さすがに。まあでも面白いね。どこになるんだろうね。まだ決まってないみたいなんだけど、アイルランドだかどっかがなんかやりたいって言ってるみたいな。まあ経済効果あるだろうからね。自分のとこにってみんな思うだろうけど。
You know, it's nice to see a country take some initiative with this.
Yeah, yeah. そうね。しかも結構なんか気合い入ってるっぽいから。
Who are the major players right now? U.S., Russia.
Dot dot dot.
China, India.
Yeah, India 頑張ってるね最近。
Japan, kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of.
まあ宇宙飛行士とかはね、生み出してるから日本もどんどん。So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure a lot of Japanese people want to go and will go.
お金あればね。
There's so many space buffs,、astronomy buffs in Japan. Like, people here love space.、
なんかね、イギリスってこれまでロケットの打ち上げとかを自国でやらないでオーストラリアでやってたんだって。だからそこからさ、宇宙港開くって結構な飛躍だよね。めっちゃ急に気合い入れてるみたいな。
Well,Land's cheap in Australia. And
yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
But they fly waza waza to Australia to do this.
まあ、
面白くない？
次。
ロシア北部のヤマル半島で直径80メートルの巨大な穴が開いているのが発見されました。穴の周りは掘り起こされた土が山積みになっており、深さはかなりありそうですが、まだ計測されていません。専門家によると、地球温暖化に伴う地下ガスの爆発によるものの可能性が高いとのことです。現在調査団が現場で調査を行っています。
A mysterious gigantic hole estimated to be 80 meters wide has been discovered in the Yamal Peninsula in northern Russia. Scientists have not yet measured the depth of the hole, but it appears to be fairly deep based on video taken by helicopter flyovers. Scientists are speculating that the melting of permafrost caused by global warming may have triggered a gas buildup and subsequently a massive underground explosion.
これね、見たら本当にびっくりするよね。
It looks pretty crazy.
あの直径80メートルって本当にでかいよね。でかいし、あの深さがさ、多分結構半端ないよね。
Yeah, you can't even see the bottom of it.
うん、真っ暗でさ、もう近づいたらだけで落ちて死にそうな感じっていうか、なんか本物じゃないみたい。
Concern that I have is that that region has a lot of gas pipelines.
Oh.
And if this happened near one of those gas pipelines,
そう、超危ないよね。
Oh, it's over.
いや、それ記事にも確か書いて、なんか近いとこにあるんだよね、すっごく。だから。
Yeah, that whole area has a lot of the gas industries.
ね、めっちゃ危ないって。
And I was looking at it from.I went on Google Maps and looked at that,
okay.
that place.
Okay.
And it's just riddled with holes like that. These weird... It looks like Swiss cheese.
Oh.
But most of them are filled with water.
Ah,
but
okay.
It's... Something weird is going on with the land over there. And one thing I realize is right near this place is this little banana-shaped island...called Novaya Zemlya.
Okay.
And this is where Russia was doing all their nuclear tests.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. In fact, they detonated a bunch of nuclear bombs there. And one of the nuclear bombs there was the largest nuclear bomb ever made.
Oi.
The Tsar Bomba.
Okay.
And... To give you an idea of how big this explosion was, the nuclear bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima is 16 kilotons.
Okay.
The Tsar Bomba nuclear bomb is 58,000 kilotons. It's 3,625 times more explosive.
もう余裕で、I mean,
the Russians were just going, well, the USSR was just going nuts.
余裕で日本なくなるよね。
They triggered earthquakes like magnitude 7.0 earthquakes they created with these bombs.
やめて、もう迷惑。
Well, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Still.
But it makes me wonder, you know, if something weird happened to that region.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's possible, I guess. これはね、本当写真見てもらうのが一番早いけど、あの、空いているのが発見されましたっていう、発見されたレベルじゃないっていうか、なんかわかる。It's like, it's there, and it's huge.
If you look at the rim of that hole, there's a lot of erosion, it looks like. And so scientists are guessing that it might be as old as 2 years old, this massive hole.
なんで今気づいたんだろうね、むしろ。なんで今まで気づかなかったんだろうね。
Well, Russia's huge.
誰も見ないから。
And no one wants to live up there near the nuclear test
I guess.
area. And...
なんかしかも、ヤマル半島のヤマルっていうのがもう、何 ?End of the world っていう意味らしいよ。
Really? Well, who? Why? Well,
なんか多分人が全然住まないようなところなんじゃないの？
Just some messed up area of Russia.
まあ人があんまりいないところに空いてよかったけどさ。
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video, you gotta see the video.
やばいよね。
And some helicopter flies over this hole.
Yeah.
They have a dramatic zoom in. Although I noticed...I mean, there's this 80-meter hole discovered, right? Just this huge, mysterious hole discovered. They have a helicopter fly over it and take video. And then it's like 360p, the video.
Yeah.
What? Why is it that something this important doesn't have like the HD...video, you know what I mean?
Russia,
it's like, what? It's all pixelated and you can barely see what's going on.
なんかガラケーみたいなやつしかなかったんじゃない？その時。I want to take a video, but こんなのしかない。まあいいやみたいな。
But they sent the helicopter to survey.
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
I don't know. ちょっとわかんないね。
次。Researchers have found that the anticipation of experiences is linked to greater happiness, more pleasantness, and less impatience than the anticipation of material possessions. For example, looking forward to a vacation is much more positive overall than looking forward to a new product. In order to determine if this had an effect on behavior, the researchers did an in-depth analysis of archival newspaper stories.Of people waiting in line and found that negative activities like rioting were more strongly associated with waiting for products, and positive activities like singing were associated with waiting for experiences.
物を買う前にワクワクして期待が膨らむよりも、何かを体験する前にワクワクして期待が膨らむ方が、より大きな幸福感と喜びをもたらすことが分かりました。例えば新製品を待ち望むよりも休暇を楽しみにする方がポジティブな感情が湧き忍耐力もあります。新聞記事などを詳細に分析したところ、新製品を待って並んでいる人は暴動を起こしたりネガティブな行動を起こす傾向にあるのに対し、休暇などの体験を待っている人は歌ったりとポジティブな行動に出ることが分かりました。まあ、なんとなく想像できるよね。なんかこうiPhone とか新製品が出た時に並んでる立てたりとかさ、プレステとかなんかゲームが出た時すごい徹夜で並んだりとかしてるとさ、たまにこう喧嘩になったりとか見るけど、確かになんか、あ、今度の夏休み楽しみだなって思うことで人と喧嘩とかにはならないもんね。
Yeah, you don't see people fighting while in line at Disneyland.Or fighting while lining up to bungee jump or something.
そうだね。確かにね。
It's more, you're thinking about like the experience and preparing yourself for the experience. And there's something that you, I don't know what it is, but it is a little bit more of a magical feeling than waiting for a product.
なんかその待つこと自体も体験の一つとして、 わかる、なんかディズニーランドに行ったら、まあ、3時間並ぶとか分かってて行ってるし、うん、その間になんか友達と喋ったりするのも、まあ、体験の一つじゃん。とかバージンジャンプ並びながらさ、え、めっちゃ怖い、できるかなとか言ってる間も体験の一つだけど、あの物を買うのに並んで待ってる間って別にそれは楽しい体験の一つとしてカウントはされないもんね、さすがに。
I mean, I think waiting for a product can be a positive experience, but it's easy to get impatient and kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
you know, it's like, oh, my phone sucks, it's so slow.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't know, like not having something, you kind of, you're aware of that.
Yeah.
It's like there's a hole in your life.
なんか年を取ることにマテリアリスティックな部分が自分の中でのなんかどんどんなくなっていくんだけど、わかる、
うん、
その欲しいものって聞かれた時に全然思いつかない今。
Really? There's a lot of stuff that I want that I can't afford.
何例えば、車とか、パソコンとか、
All kinds of stuff. New computer. I mean, this computer is... Yeah, I can start getting impatient right now. This computer like freezes and
なんかそういう、
my air conditioning doesn't work in my car and it's so hot.
家電とか、家電、なんかそういう機械系とかか。
I guess. And, you know, I want the Oculus Rift and like, you know, there's all kinds of cool stuff that you want. You don't want anything?
全然思いつかない。だからそのオキュラスリフトとか試してはみたいけど、別に自分が所持してなくてもいいやみたいな、
うん、
とか
レンタル、
なんか一回体験みたいな、
うん、
トライアルでいいし、なんか全然ないんだよね。それもなんかちょっと寂しい気もするけど、昔の方がなんかバッグ欲しいとか、何わかんない、なんかもっと洋服が欲しいとか、新しい、なんか最新のパソコンとか最新の携帯が欲しいとかいろいろあったけど、今なんか使えればいいやみたいな感じで全然そう物欲がなくなっちゃった。なんだ、なんでだろう、わかんないけど。それよりだから本当なんかどっか行ったりとか、旅行とかは行きたいかな。それ体験系は確かにやりたいけどな。
Like where?
Anywhere. Anywhere I've never been. Like, I would go to Latin America anytime. Europe, Asia. どこでもいいんだけど。
So, one thing that the researchers talked about is how we spend so much more money on stuff than we do on experiences. Because we think of experiences as being really fleeting.Like, you have that experience, but then you don't get to keep anything, you know? That's what they're saying.
You know? 誰が言ってんのそんなこと。なんか、だってさ、日本の CM であるじゃん。何の CM かわかんない。物より思い出っつってるじゃん。
Yeah, but that's a powerful statement because we tend to work the opposite.
ああ、そういうこと。
Yeah.
いや、物より思い出だよね。物ってはだってなんか壊れちゃったら終わりだけど。
There are plenty of people that, you know, they have a bunch of, jewelry or whatever, just stuff, collect a bunch of stuff, but they don't really spend much money to travel or do new things or go new places.
そっか。なんか旅行楽しいけどね。そのやっぱり忘れないじゃん。なんかどんな色のとこ行ってても。こうあんまり忘れないし、結構それが何自分の成長につながるっていうかさ。
Well, I think that's the right way to think about it.
ね、物より思い出。あれ何の CM だっけね。聞いたことあるでしょでも。何の CM?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
次。According to a study published by Science, the magnitude 9.02011 March 11th Tohoku earthquake increased the pressure within Mount Fuji. Scientists carried out an echo scan of the earth based on enormous amounts of data recorded after the mega quake. The Franco-Japanese study found that the earth's crust sustained the most damage not around Tohoku but under Mount Fuji. The reason for this is that the volcanic regions where the fluids trapped in the rock exert the greatest pressure is under Mount Fuji. Florent Brengure, who led the study, said, "Our work does not say that the volcano will start erupting, but it does show that it is in a critical state. The new method developed by the Franco-Japanese team for investigating volcanic areas is expected to improve the accuracy of efforts around the world to assess the risk of major volcanic eruptions."
サイエンス誌に載った論文によると、2011年の大地震により富士山の中の圧が高まっています。地震の後からフランスと日本の共同研究チームはエコースキャンを使って膨大なデータを分析してきましたが、その分析によると地震によって最もダメージを受けた地殻は東北地方の地殻ではなく富士山の下の地殻でした。噴火山があるエリアは高い圧を持つ岩の中に溶岩が閉じ込められています。今すぐに噴火するというわけではありませんが危険な状態だということです。今回用いられた分析方法は新しいもので今後他の地域でも正確なデータを得るために使われる予定です。富士山噴火したら半分なくなっちゃうって言われてるもんね。
The last eruption in 1707、It exploded and ejected like a billion cubic meters of ash and debris. And some of that reached Tokyo or Edo. Before that eruption, 49 days before that eruption, there was a magnitude 8.7 earthquake. So
49日間でか経ったの結構な泣きっ面に八状態じゃない?地震でっかい地震来て噴火したんだ。
So where that volcano is kind of the, it's kind of hard to explain, but the what is it? So if you kind of visualize where the volcano is, and then the pressure increases under the crust, that's kind of where it's going to be directed, right?
Right.
It's kind of the weak point.
Right, right.
Where the volcano is, the weak point for that. The fluids trapped in the rock to exert the pressure. Right.
なんかね、この間鹿児島の子とご飯食べてたのね。鹿児島出身の子と。で、あんまりさ、うちらこう都内に住んでると火山とかって全然身近じゃないじゃん。だけどその鹿児島の子はなんか東京に引っ越してきて絶対テラス席に座るんだって。とか外にいたいんだって。で、なんでかなと思ったら鹿児島はもう本当に火山灰がすごいからテラス席とか絶対無理なんだって。なんかもう日常的にアッシュが降るから、その窓を開けるとかも絶対できないし部屋の中灰だらけになっちゃうから、だからテラス席でお茶飲むとかも考えられないから、その反動で東京に来たらもうずっと外にいたいらしくて、だからね、なんか鹿児島行ったことないからあんまり知らなかったんだけど、そういう身近な人もいるんだよね。
We actually had a fairly large earthquake recently.
Where?
Where was it?
三宅島のこと?
No, no, just several days ago, we had that big earthquake.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know there was a...
Really?
An eruption.
No, not an eruption, an earthquake.
Oh, earthquake. Yeah, yeah, that I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. あれ結構、
It was Shindo-san in Tokyo, and I think it was Shindo-yon in Fukushima. I think it was actually quite close to the Daiichi Genpatsu.
Oh, okay.
And they actually issued a tsunami warning.
But
it was like 1 meter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, すごかったね。携帯も鳴るしさ、マンションも鳴るしさ。それが結構本当に怖い。なんかしかも携帯だと事前に来てあと何秒でどれぐらいの地震が来ますって教えてくれるからまだ意味あるんだけど、うちのマンションのなんか館内放送みたいなやつがあって、なんかただ地震ですっていうの超でっかい声で何回も朝4時とか、もう知ってるよって感じじゃん。
Really? Why?
だってもう揺れてるから。 I know
My warning on my phone came like 20 seconds before the earthquake. It was so early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, what? And I just kind of I was waiting around for a while and then,
そう、and then それだと意味あるじゃん。事前にさ、なんか用意したり隠れたりとかできるから。でもマンションのやつはさ、もうめっちゃ揺れてる状態の時にすごいアラームになって、地震です地震ですとか言ってさ、知ってるわみたいな。
What are you, this is such a first world problem. My apartment doesn't tell me shit. Like we don't have any warning system here. Like most people's most people's mansions don't warn them.
新しいからかな。でも it's so annoying、 あんな4時、しかもアナウンスの声が怖すぎて、あのうちの猫のクマちゃんがなんか怖すぎちゃってグーって音出してた。なんかグーって鳴っちゃうみたいで怖いと、超かわいそう。揺れてる上になんか知らない人の声がしてるみたいな感じで、あれはねちょっと、
I think it's a good thing.
What is? Which part?
To have aTo be in a mansion that warns you when an earthquake is coming, that's some zetaku ass shit, for sure.
No, it's,、yeah. it's unnecessary, because もう揺れてれば分かるじゃん。日本人ならさ、すぐ地震だなって。
次。次。
大丈夫。
次。
おじいちゃんみたいになってる。
The...
Chhattisgarh だって。
Chhattisgarh Department of Archaeology and Culture is seeking research help from NASA...and the ISRO, which is the Indian Space Research Organization, for 10,000-year-old cave paintings in the Bastar region that supposedly depict aliens and UFOs. J.R. Bhagat, an archaeologist, had this to say about the paintings. The findings suggest that humans in prehistoric times may have seen or imagined beings from other planets, which still create curiosity among people and researchers. Extensive research is needed for further findings.Chhattisgarh presently does not have any such expert who could give clarity on the subject. Locals in these villages have stories about round UFOs landing and taking people away、from the village, and those people have never returned. They call the aliens the Rohella people.
インドのチャッティスガルの考古学研究機関がバスタール地方でエイリアンと UFO が描かれた1万年前の壁画を発見し、 NASA とイスローに調査協力を要請しました。壁画には古代の人間が描かれていますが、これがエイリアンかもしくは想像上の生き物であるように見えるということです。この地域の人々に伝わる話では、丸い UFO がやってきて村から人を連れ去り、その人々はそのまま帰らなかったということです。地域の人々はそのエイリアンをロヘラの人々と呼んでいます。
What do you think? Aliens? Not aliens?
いや、私 ancient alien あの theory 大好きだから、あの
aliens
エイリアンの可能性もあるんじゃないのって思うよ。こういうの見るといっぱいあるもんね。だってここだけじゃなくてさ、あのエイリアンっぽい何壁画とか、あの
well we say alien っぽい but we don't know what aliens look like、
まあ、だから人間じゃない何か、人間でも動物でもない何か、だけどちょっと人間っぽい人が描かれてる壁画もいっぱいあるし、あとあの前言ったかもしれないけど、コロンビアとかにさ残ってるあの飛行機の形のなんか何このもの、オブジェクトみたいな、
yeah.
like、アーティスティックオブジェクトみたいなやつ、
clay objects、
そうとかもあるし、なんかやっぱ ancient alien theory は面白いよね。
うん、
いたんじゃねここにみたいなさ、そういうやつ。実はみたいな。
Yeah, I don't know. Have you, did you see the pictures?
I saw it like, ちょっとだけ。
So there's a little UFO looking thing with like little lander legs on the bottom and stuff. It really looks like a craft. It's hard to think what they were actually drawing, what they intended to draw. I have no idea. But it, to me, I mean, to people today, it kind of looks like a UFO.
そう、そう、そういうの多いよね、やっぱり。なんか、まあ他のものの可能性もちろんあるんだけど、だとしたら何なのかがちょっと思いつかないな、みたいなやつ。
Well, we do know that a lot of these ancient people were taking mushrooms.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So it's possible that...
まあね、確かにね。Hallucination っていうこともあるけど。
Yeah, bunch of mushrooms and...
でもなんかよく言うのはさ、まあ、よく ancient alien theory 言ってる人が言うのは、その昔その絵を描いたり字を書いたりするっていうのは 今の現代みたいに誰でもできることではなくて、あの、まあ、スキルがあったり、その壁画とかだったら描く場所も限られてるから、そこにわざわざそんな嘘とか想像したことを残すかどうかっていう。だから一番簡単な説明としては、実際に見たものを描いてたんじゃないか。それは例えばマジックマッシュルームの幻覚かもしれないけれども、うん、結局その自分の目で一応見たものか、見たと思ったものを描いたってする方が、まあ一番説明がつくというか合理的ですねみたいなのはよく聞くけどね。まあ、聖書とかもそうだし。
One thing that's really interesting to me is that there are certain drawings and certain figures、うん、that、we find in these ancient cave paintings、thatare all over the world.、
うん、
People
そうそうそう
were drawing the exact same thing
そうそうそう
all over the world. So there's、one that's particularly interesting to me is the squatting man.
Okay.
And so there's this man that looks like he's squatting, and then there's dots on either side、
hmm.
under his arms.、
Hmm.
And they found、verified cave paintings of this squatting man,、
hmm.
Man in...North America, South America, Italy, Armenia, Spain, the Alps, the Middle East, like everywhere on the planet.、
Mm.
And they're all dated to around the same time period.
Oh.
So no one really has a good explanation for how that's possible.
そうだよね。
That everyone was drawing the same、yeah. thing. But one really interesting theory、is that there was a...high current Z pinch phenomenon in the sky、
hmm.
so there was a weird、phenomenon in the sky that everyone was drawing.
Ah, okay.
And
ah, だからいろんな地域に散らばってるってこと。
So there's this weird thing called、Z pinch, which is I have no idea how it actually works、
hmm.
but there's, you know whatAurora is, right?
Aurora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in some high current situations, because of some electromagnetic something crazy going on,、it can cause a pinch、mm. in like the aura, and、mm. it actually looks just like the squatting man image.
Ah, okay.
And this is something that they've managed to reproduce in laboratories and stuff.
でもさ、そのその壁画が見つかったところっていうのはオーロラが見えるところなの、
exactly. So all the places around the world where they found this squatting man cave painting、
mm.
are places from which they would have been able to see、
okay, okay.
that happening in the sky.
そっか。それはそれでまあロマンチックだよね。こうみんな見て。
Well, it's the only explanation that makes any sense so far.、
Mm.そのあんまり突飛じゃないけど、結構あそうなんだっていう論理的な説明だけど、それはそれで可愛くない？なんか壁画に描くってことはみんなびっくりしたわけじゃん。だからどこに住んでる人も同じもの見て同じようにびっくりしちゃって可愛くない？
The guy who made that connection and figured this out. I mean, holy shit.、
ね、
How crazy is that to make that connection?
でもだからその仕事してる人本当羨ましくない？
I think the paper、is actually by、a guy named Anthony Perrett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anthony.
P-E-R-A-T-T.
羨ましいよね。なんかさ、自分の気になることを選べるわけじゃない。If you're like archaeologist or something.、
Mm.
You just pick one and then you stick to it and you just do like more research after research after research.Until you're 気が済む you know? それすごい羨ましい、yeah. それが仕事って
。 Where do you find a guy who understands the Z pinch phenomenon and cave、
ね、
paintings? Like, who's、
yeah.
that guy? That's、
ね、
it's some deep stuff.
すごい面白いね。
Kind of related to this, NASA has declared that they're going to find aliens within the next 20 years.
Yes!
And so they're telling everyone to be ready.
Yes! まだ生きてる。20年だったら。Hopefully.
<Yeah.
laughs> It won't be too late. Okay.I am ready. I've been ready. We've been ready, Janai. Well, I guess... No.
I don't know. I don't think I'm ready.
確かに。
Aliens are so scary. And the thing about aliens is... I think there's only really two kinds of aliens that we can find. Stupid aliens. Like...
アメーバみたいなやつとかね。
Yeah, or something like dinosaurs, you know,、yeah. so、just、creatures.
Yeah.
Or intelligent aliens. But if aliens are intelligent, I mean, they're not going to be at like our level.
Yeah,
they're
going
to be, they could be millions of years beyond yeah, yeah. us.
だからアームストロングが言ったみたいな人たちだよね。でもだからジラが見つけるぐらいだったら前者じゃない？やっぱりあのちょっとアメーバみたいなちょっと期待外れな、まあ確かにこれもエイリアンだけどなみたいなやつか、プランツとか、それかなんかダイナソーみたいなのだったらめっちゃ興奮するけどね、むしろ。 Oh my god, let's make a zoo.
Let's make a zoo.
It's so terrible, right?
でも
I'm sure people are gonna start saying this, じゃない？
I think you know, one thing that's kind of worrying is that we've sent all kinds of radio signals and stuff out into space.
Yeah.
And those have been traveling.
Yeah.
Since we originally sent them,
mm.
they haven't gotten very far yet, but they're getting to the point where they're starting to reach. They mm. could reach some aliens. And some people think that the noisy people. In the universe are the ones that get wiped out first.
まあ、それは可能性あるよね。
It might be better to not make yourself known、
うん、
until you're ready, you know.
まあ、その方が絶対頭はいいけど、そこまで考えてなかったんだろうね、送った時は。
うん、It's too late now.
だからそれでさ、めっちゃ evil な、よく映画とかに出てくる地球侵略型のエイリアンがうちらの存在に気づいてきてしまった場合さ、その信号を送ることにした NASA の人責任取りきれないよね、mm. It's like so it's なんか you fucked up so much that like もうむしろ誰も責められないみたいな。
So one thing people debate is whether or not aliens are going to be friendly and accommodating or if they're just going to be like oh that's a nice planet and just wipe us out.
I don't know if they're going to think it's a nice planetNow that we have like 80 meter hole and you know whatnot,
and that we're arresting people that are 3D printing yeah. vaginas,
yeah, exactly, or hating on each other over stupid soccer game,、
mm.
you know. But どうだろうね。まあでもまあメーバみたいなやつなんじゃないかね。20年だとまあでもわかんないね。
Well, there are going to be all kinds.There are so many planets out there that there's going to be all kinds of aliens.
Did you see District 9? That movie?
I think so.
Where like、yeah. humans are kind of coexisting with the aliens, but we're like treating them like shit. And they're, we're、mm. like pushing them into this like ghetto kind、
yeah.
of like really dirty area. And they eat、tires. Like、rubber.
Yeah, what about it?
I thought it was really interesting. なんかあんまりこうちょっと新しいコンセプトだったじゃん、
うん、
そうちらがエイリアンを虐げてるっていうのが普通こうねなんか攻撃されてインディペンデンスデーみたいな感じで
Yeah,
yeah USA みたいな感じだけどなんかDistrict 9はちょっと新しかった。
Yeah, we would lose. If there was a war with aliens, we would lose. It wouldn't even be close. It'd be over
まあね
in、like、
あっちから来れるぐらいの技術があるとするとね、まあどう考えてもあっちの方がもう何万倍も進んでるからちょっともう諦めるしかないね、うん、Surrender and we're gonna be slaves でまたピラミッドとか作らされるみたいな That sucks、うん、That sucks Oh my god それはやださすがに
Well they don't need our help to make pyramids if they wanted to do that.
I hope so. Unless they're just mean.
Are you familiar with Ezekiel?In the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 1, how in chapter 1 of Ezekiel in the Bible,
on the ship they're
describing an alien spacecraft,、mm. and it's really interesting.
ね、だから聖書もそういう観点で古いやつをちゃんと読むと面白いよね。
Yeah, there's some really weird stuff.
これって絶対宇宙船の話じゃないって本当に思ってきちゃうようなこといっぱい書いてあるもんね。
And the whole Old Testament of the Bible、
yeah.
is about the Ark of the Covenant,
yeah,
which、
yeah.
is like a radioactive super weapon、
mm.
That would kill, you know, hundreds of people so easily and give people tumors.
Yeah.
You know, how, you can't make that stuff up, can you? About tumors
and
one of the oldest texts on this planet is about a radioactive device.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they acknowledged the importance of it.
So, ね.
The Ark of the Covenant was like the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, だからなんかやっぱり聖書をこう宗教のために書かれた絵空事として見るよりかも昔のその科学とか技術とか何も知らなかった人が目撃した謎のものとか人の記録かもしれないと思って読むとマジ夢広がるよね。
うん、
So Carlos, to Carlos, the guy, みたいな感じで。
Yeah, that guy is a little suspect, but
yeah, but it's really easy to dismiss these things, saying like, oh, that's not possible. But then again, この間月曜日に話したみたいな Big Bounce みたいにさ、でマキアナが言ってたみたいに、うちらがもう認めてることも結構やばいやつあるじゃん、ビッグバンみたいに。だからね、何が本当のことか、Anything is possible.
What do you think of these stories about abduction and UFOs taking people away? It's bogus.
え、誘拐されて帰ってきましたっていう人たちのやつ。
Hmm?
Like there are so many people who say that they've been abducted.
No. Well, the people from this village never came back.
Oh, this Indian story.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, it's...
Where do you think that story comes from?
I don't know.でもまあ聖書とかで一緒だよね。そういう昔からの言い伝えで結構なんかこれ意外と本当のことかもしれないよねみたいなのあるじゃん。
The thing about people who come back and people who say that they were abducted by aliens,、I think there's a very simple explanation for that,、and it's the traumatic birth.
Yeah, I、
memory.
Think we talked about it.
Yeah,
and I said something like, なんか、え、じゃあ、自分を取り上げた産婦人科の人がブラックだったら、エイリアンも結構ダークな感じに見えるのかなみたいなさ。You know what I mean? If it's based on your own experience,
yeah, sure, I don't know.
Or like if you were born in your house.
I think it makes a lot of sense because we say that babies can't remember, but...We don't know that.
Yeah.
And we don't know how those memories may manifest themselves in the future.
そう。まあその説は面白いし、それが本当のケースもあるかもしれないし、本当に誘拐されてる人もいるかもしれないからね。
But the usual story is, you know, you have these beings over you with the bright lights and the medical, you know, environment with the tools and the masks.
That
the doctors wear, and then the baby is set on this little baby table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but it's also interesting at the same time that humans are so judgmental that, and when we have this tendency of wanting to be the right one, correct one, that like, もし自分が本当にエイリンに誘拐されたとして、人に言えなくない？
Oh, I would tell people.
Really? Because people are going to treat you like you're crazy. You know? So, I feel like that's also interesting. That, you know, there's this notion where, もう絶対、何、crazy 認定されちゃうみたいな。Like, wow, like, he or she's crazy. Like, なんか bullshit 言ってるわみたいなさ。
Yeah, I guess if you were abducted by aliens and they didn't want you to have proof of it,You wouldn't have proof of it.
So, exactly. Like, there's nothing you can do, right? You can just insist that it's true, but, you know, there's nothing that can prove that your story is right. So,
no good alien movies lately, are there?
Like, E.T. みたいな?
Just like good...
え、でも Transformers とか。
That's a good movie. Transformers is...
Oh, good alien.
Good
oh, not
alien
movies
movie.
About good aliens.
Not movies about robots fighting each other. That, like,
well,
is meant for 12-year-olds.
Demo, I think that's an interesting concept, too, that the aliens look like ああいうなんかちょっとロボット的な instead of 普通の living organisms. You know what I mean?
まあ、we send drones and probes.、うん、not そうそう drones, but probes. So,
そう、
それはそれで probably the first thing that we would encounter is like a, something created by aliens and、うん、not actually the aliens themselves,、
う
ん、I guess.
そうね、そう。だから、as a concept, I think it's...Interesting. And
yeah, but Transformers is not a good alien movie. I'm sorry.
Alien 映画。そうね。なんか。
I really liked Signs. I thought that kind of captured what it would be like.
Eh?
Signs. Yeah. Not when the aliens actually show up, but kind of like a spacecraft appears and everyone's like, "Holy shit!" And people are so scared and in their houses and fleeing the city and.People would panic. People would panic and move and...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I felt like that was... But then I found out that the movie Signs is actually about, like, a priest that's losing his faith. Have you heard about this?
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and that the aliens are actually demons, and that's why they can't open doors and stuff.
What?
You know how, like, vampires and stuff, you have to invite it into your house?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the aliens can't actually...
That's bullshit. Like, okay.
Yeah.
あれはなんかあれもコンセプトは良かったけど映画自体はあんまりなんか I don't know I feel like they somehow cheapened the concept by making a shitty movie
Japan makes so many good horror movies but none of them have aliens
そうだね日本は結構こう怨霊系とか怨念のなんか恨みを晴らすみたいなさお化け系が多いよね、mm. しかも女性のお化けばっかり
Someone needs to make a Japanese alien movieI'll be all over that shit.
だからやっぱり CG とかでさお金がすごくかかるからなかなかやりにくいんじゃない？お化け系の方がまだ。
No, no. They need to do it like Signs. You know, they didn't show you the aliens.
あんま見せない系。
You don't really show it to you. And when they do, it's like fuzzy、yeah. and on TV and like that's what's really scary. If when they just show you、
yeah.
the thing, it's not scary.
あとあのニコーキッメンだっけか誰か出てたあのなんか。エイリアンが乗り移っちゃって人間にで人間がコントロールされてるやつでなんか、
What?
バレそうになると危害を加えてくるみたいな
What is it called?
あー分かんないでもニコール・キッドマンのエイリアンの映画 It was pretty
Is it the Scientology aliens?
No, the movie itself was not like Oh my god, it's so good でも the concept was interesting なんか Johnny Depp made a similar story Like similar movieWhich sucked.
What was that?
なんかさ、Charlize Theron と出てた、なんか自分がアストロナットかなんかで宇宙に行って帰ってきたら、もう違う人みたいになってて、結局エイリアンにちょっと乗り移られてるみたいな。その乗り移り系結構怖いね。見えない方が怖い。
It wasn't good though?
Not really.
なんだ。
なんか Johnny Depp なんか occasionally makes this really shitty movie. なんかコンセプトはいいのに映画がクソみたいな。Like the new one that he did, なんだっけ? I forgot the title, but he's like
You're
a scientist.
You're 0-3 now, movie titles in a row. 0-3.
Transcendence.、
Mm.
Yes.
One out of three.
なんか he's like a scientist and then he dies, but they take his brain and put it into, like program it into...
Oh yeah, I saw the trailer for that. It looked terrible.
でしょ? だからなんかコンセプト
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, well,
because it's almost like you watch the whole movie by watching that trailer. Like sometimes trailers do that.
I don't want to say that it sucks if I haven't seen it, you know. But the trailer didn't look good.
No.
But you haven't seen the movie.
I know someone who saw it and she said it's really shitty. Just like the trailer. But, ね、なんかコンセプトは良さそうだったんだけどね。はい。T シャツ、Amazon に最後に追加した分がやっと今もうアベイラブルになっていて今のところ全部のサイズあるけど結構もう出荷出てるので欲しい方は最後のチャンスでよろしくお願いします
Thank you everyone that's supporting us by
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, ね。あの、ぜひぜひ
It's so cool, it's so exciting
Yeah,
なんかさ You're making a shirt and people are wearing it
そう、しかもなんかあの誰だっけ Twitter でなんか着てるのを見た
うん、
2人ぐらい見たりとかさ多いじゃん私まだ1回も
yeah,
あのクマちゃん T シャツ着てる人に出会えてないんだけど、うん、見たら、
まあ、
見たいよね引
きこもりだから
そうだねうちら変な時間に外にいるからかな通勤 の電車とか乗ってればもうちょっと、でも通勤できないか、 T シャツどこにいれば会えるんだろうね。絶対超テンション上がりそうなのに、やばいくまちゃん T シャツ着てる人いるよみたいなさ、それを今心待ちにしてるんだけど。あと LINE のステッカーもうちょっと、今ねやっとあのステッカー自体はあのデザインは全部用意したから、あとフォーマットだけ変えて、なので頑張ります。お待たせしておりますが、それぐらい。
What else? Oh, we haven't been releasing transcripts lately.
そう、文字起こしのテキストちょっとあのまあ、マミ一人とかだと無理だからお手伝いしてたくれてたね人がいたんだけど、彼がちょっとあの別の仕事をおめでとうございます見つけたので、あの、次のに手伝ってくれてる人探してて、多分来週ぐらいから、早ければ来週から。
From Monday we should be okay.
まあ、まだ分かんないけどね。
Yeah.
一応早ければ来週の月曜日からまた文字起こしあのちゃんとアップしていきますので。
And we also want to produce the transcriptions of some of the older episodes as well.
そうだね、
So we'll start doing that too.
そうだね。 So 終わりかな。
Yep. 以上です。
以上です。また来週。 Bye.
Bye.